What's going on, Black Gays Online family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm. It is exciting to be back and hope all is well out there with you. This week, I want to talk about an incredible theatrical spectacle that I saw recently, and I am hoping that after my description and my thorough review and excitement about the piece that you will run to get tickets to go see Cirque du Soleil's Ka at MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. During the Labor Day weekend, I had the pleasure and opportunity of seeing, I believe, one of the greatest pieces of entertainment that is available to a human being right now. I'm trying to figure out a way to talk about this show that's not hyperbole, but also really gives you a genuine sense of what I experienced. Let me just begin by saying that the reason why I got to see the show at all was because a brilliant, brilliant artist friend of mine is in the show, and she is currently playing cello and singing in the show. The awesome Shauna Tucker, shout out to Shauna, was kind enough to not only get some friends of mine, we were able to get tickets to the show, but she also was kind enough to offer us a two-hour backstage tour prior to the show. And let me tell you, this show is the epitome of spectacle. Just a little bit of, if you don't know about Cirque du Soleil, they are an awesome, I would call them like, they're just basically the 21st century circus. I mean, everything they do is spellbounding. Their acrobats, their storylines, their costumes, their makeup, it's all amazing. The first Cirque du Soleil show I saw, I think, was Saltimbanco. Is it Saltimbanco? I'm pronouncing that. I'm butchering the name of that show. It was at the Santa Monica Pier, and that was my first experience with them. And then I recently saw Iris at the Kodak Theater, I think it's now called the Dolby Theater, in Hollywood. And that is their show. That's sort of the history of cinema. And then this piece, Ka, is really like this awesome tragedy that has kabuki. It has a lot of kabuki Chinese theater influences. And it's basically the story of these two twins who are celebrating with their parents. I mean, obviously, it's like sort of fairy tale. So like they're the prince and princess of this kingdom. And on this celebration, their parents are like assassinated. And the story is about, and then they're separated, the two. And the story is sort of about their journey to avenge their parents' death and reunite them. So obviously you have all these cool, it's a really fairly simple storyline. But what's amazing about the show is the technology. There is this tilting stage that was particularly built for the Ka Theater at MGM Grand. It is if I'm getting the stats right, I think it's one of three in the world. It's either one of three or one of five in the world. And this one resides in Las Vegas. And the stage basically can tilt up to the side, go down. I was told that from the bottom of the stage to the top, if you're talking vertical, it's like the length of three football fields. You have people who drop like 62 feet onto airbags into a pit. I mean, it's a very, very, very complicated scenic element, and just seeing it backstage was awesome. The musician's pit is four stories under the stage. So when we got a chance to sit in on the sound check, and we got to put on the headphones, and it was cool, but you're like, wow, I'm used to the traditional pit where the orchestra's there, you can see the audience, they can see the stage. No, everything is wired in, they have headsets, and they're plugged in, and the music is piped into the house, and probably in backstage monitors, but for the most part, they watch the show on a screen that's projecting the show in their studio. So there's two studios that divide the musicians, And it was so funny because they were like, when we were in the sound check, they said, you know, you got to put these on, otherwise you're just going to hear click clacking. And so they start the sound check, and because the mix is so extraordinary, I mean, it's Cirque du Soleil, so you have the best of everything. We're sitting in the studio, and so I wanted to hear what it was like without the mix, and I take off the headphones, and of course, you just hear clicking and clacking of instruments, because everybody's plugged in electronically, and then I just hear the singer singing without the track. So that was a cool experience. And then, you know, we were taken on the tour of the costumes, and the costume staff is so amazing. The wigs, they use natural and synthetic wigs that they create, and they have some of the best wig designers in the world working on their wigs. Particularly, it was great to know that a phenomenal LA-based wig designer, Carol Duran, also has worked on some of the wigs in the show. The makeup, backstage, they have these like folders of how to put on the makeup. And everybody puts on makeup, whether it's from an usher who may have like small eye makeup to one of the lead characters. And all of the makeup is done in steps. And the lead character has 34 steps of makeup to put on. And each character, each actor, each performer, each artist, each musician, they all have to learn how to do it themselves. So, I mean, Cirque du Soleil is just a well-oiled machine. I mean, I don't want to give away too much of the show, but there are extraordinary moments where, for instance, this platform that can tilt, it can drop down and it can expand, it can do a full 180 tilt and be vertical. It was everything from a sandy beach that tilts and empties all the sand out to a ship, to a mountain that is climbed during battle. The scenic design alone is extraordinary. And I sat there thinking, I wish, because it's not cheap. You got to save up some money for this. I mean, it is Vegas. But I sat there thinking, wow, what an incredible, extraordinary achievement. The director of the pieces, the august Robert Lepage, he's a Canadian and he's an extraordinary director. I've seen some of his regular sort of straight play work that he's done, his one-man show, Far Side of the Moon. If you ever get a chance to check that out, I would encourage you to do so. But he has an imagination and a vision that I would encourage parents, if you can, to just take your kids to see what your imagination can do. I mean, you're talking about they have extended the whole set into the house, and you walk in there, and I'm telling you, as someone who's been working in this business for 16 years, I was like a kid in a candy store all over again. There's nothing like being in a business, and you're like, and you, at moments you can become jaded, at moments you can become not impressed by anything that you see, hear, or work on. And I had a moment where I felt like a young person again experiencing theater for the first time. And so I would really encourage you, if you get a chance, to get to Vegas to see Ka at the MGM Grand to do so. Another thing before we end this week's segment is I'm so proud of Shauna Tucker. Let me mention this name again. Shauna Tucker is the only black female on the whole production of Ka. That's right. The only black female. I point that out because as a black community, we're proud of those moments. We're proud when we are able to integrate ourselves into environments that either don't expect us to be there, or because we've not had the exposure, one of us has had an opportunity to break through. And she is doing it, y'all. I mean, she not only plays the cello for the show, but she also doubles as one of the singers. There are only two singers in the whole show. One woman does a lot of the singing, but my dear friend Shauna is the other voice in the show. And then on top of that, she has a part in the show at the end of the show where she comes out and she's singing. So I just want to give a kudos and a shout out to Shauna Tucker. She's a phenomenal artist, and you should really be on the lookout for her. I had heard rumor that Cirque du Soleil had taken one of their singers prior to and had started they're actually creating a show for her, and I'm hoping and praying the same thing for Shauna, that they would see her brilliance and her artistry and think to themselves, well, we want to do a piece about Nefertiti. Can you imagine Cirque du Soleil and the Egyptians? Oh, I can just see it now, the Great Pyramids. And honestly, it was a wonderful time, and let me tell you, whenever you get an opportunity to spend a special evening, afternoon in the theater, please don't pass it up. I was fortunate to see this production, but productions like this are happening all over the country. And I would encourage you to take a moment to either set aside some money or give it as a gift, because they really are truly special moments. Again, Ka at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe the show is 90 minutes, no intermission. You can bring drinks and food into the theater. It's an experience that you won't soon forget, and it will leave an indelible impression upon you. So that's it for this week. I thank you very much for tuning in. And as always, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The great, the august, the awesome, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until next week, take care of yourself. Peace.
Of seeing you across a crowded room, except it was a church. We were playing a tune the bride had asked for, but when she walked down the aisle,